Welcome to the Pure Encounter podcast, where everything is centered on Jesus. Our prayer is that as you listen, your faith will grow and you will be drawn closer to Him. Each episode is designed to equip, teach, and encourage you on your journey. Tune in and experience the transformative power of knowing and following Jesus. God bless you.
Hey guys, I want to teach today about reading scriptures or reading the Bible, the importance of reading the scripture. And so let us begin. I'm gonna read John 1 verse 1, and then so in John 1 verse 1 the Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Verse 2 says, "He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made made that was made." Basically, nothing is existing, that was not made by Him. Everything was made by Him, by the Word that we just read in John 1 verse 1. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I'm going to jump to, probably most of you do not have the Bible before you because you're just listening, but I want to jump to the Lord's Prayer, into a place, Matthew 6 verse 11. In Matthew 6 verse 11 it says, "Give us this day our daily bread." Obviously, let me begin with verse 9. It says, pray like this. In different translations it says, when you pray, say, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Then verse 11 says, "Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts or our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us." And then it continues, you know, in the scripture. But my emphasis is here in Matthew 6 verse 11. "Give us this day our daily bread." Now we see that Jesus Christ, the disciples come to Jesus after they see Jesus Christ praying and spending time with God upon the mountain. While Jesus comes down from the mountain, the disciples ask Jesus, "Teach us to pray." Now this is a different teaching probably, but the disciples say to Jesus, "Teach us to pray." So there is a way that we all must learn how to pray. Prayer is taught, actually, because the disciples say to Jesus, "Teach us to pray." Now Jesus pulls out this Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer, and He teaches them how to pray in the Lord's Prayer. And there are so many teachings about this, and I'm not going to go into this, but like we see how quickly Jesus Christ responds to their request. It's very important. It's very interesting to me as you read the Gospels of Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the way He responds to their questions, how quickly He responds to their questions directly, and how He responds to their questions with parables. Now, in this passage, Jesus responds to their questions quickly and directly. He does not respond their question with a parable or with a question, but He responds their question with the answer they wanted to hear, actually. In other words, it was like, for Jesus, finally, you have come to the realization that you need to understand this act that I do, this act that I have, this relationship that I have with the Lord, how it works. So He quickly responds to their request with, "Listen, this is the how, this is the way you should pray." And He teaches them, and He says, you know, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Now the emphasis of this teaching is, "Give us this day our daily bread." We see in this place Jesus makes and gives the emphasis that we should ask the Father of And we should ask the Father of our of this bread, of our particular bread, we should receive daily. The emphasis is on daily here because it's a daily bread we should receive. It's a constant feeding that we should get every day from our Father. Now, this constant feeding that we should get and ask the Lord of, it is found in the scriptures. Or let me say like this, you can understand it like this, that while we read the scripture, while we spend time with Jesus reading the scriptures and studying the scriptures, we can see it as though we are fed our daily bread. Yes, of course, it can mean that Jesus speaks to you, gives you a direction, and instructs you. But the first place that we should go for instruction and direction is the scriptures. The scriptures will not teach us anything else about or apart from Jesus. Everything that the scriptures will teach you will be in the emphasis that this is Jesus Christ. This is the Lord. Now, I know it's difficult to understand this because we think that the Old Testament speaks about something else, someone else, or, you know, the book of Revelation is the main point of it is about the future events and this and that, but it's not really actually about them, because the book of Revelation is called the revelation of Jesus Christ. So the context and the basic revelation behind the text of the book is Jesus. You know, this is the Son of Man. Or this is one like the Son of Man who is glorified, who is seated at the right hand of God, is revealed in the book of Revelations. In the Old Testament, he's also revealed. The Bible basically talks about Jesus from the beginning, in other words, from Genesis till Revelation. Completely, constantly talks about Jesus. The stories talk about Jesus. The genealogy talk about Jesus. Maybe I can prove it to you sometime in some other teaching. That the genealogy in the book, I believe it is in Genesis verse 4, the chapter 4 or chapter 5, it talks about Jesus. Genesis 1 talks about Jesus. Genesis 3 talks about Jesus. The building of Noah's Ark talks about Jesus. Abraham's story with Isaac talks about Jesus. Joseph's story talks about Jesus. I mean, even think about this. Joseph, loved by his loved by his father, that is Jesus. Rejected by his brothers, that is Jesus, who is rejected by Israel. Joseph, who is put in a pit, Jesus was put in a tomb, and he was Joseph who was removed from the pit, Jesus who rose from the dead. Joseph who sat at the right side or the right hand of the king of Egypt, who is Jesus, seated at the right hand of the Father. Joseph who married a Gentile wife, who is Jesus, who marries the Gentile people, the lost. We are his bride, who are the Gentiles. Obviously, we are not Jew by blood, but by spirit. You know, so the scriptures constantly talk about Jesus, and we can go on and on and on. But the basic, the teaching today is how important it is to read the scriptures. And I just want to, I'm trying to be short by doing this, because Matthew 6 verse 11, it says, "Give us this day our daily bread." So every day you and I must be fed bread. We must eat of this bread of the Father. And this bread that the Father gives is the bread that comes down from heaven. Is the bread that is constantly coming down from heaven. And the Father and the scriptures shows us this in the shadow of the manna that daily came down to the children of Israel, feeding them 40 days and 40 nights, 40 years, 40 years, sorry. Every morning the manna came down from heaven and they were fed by the manna of the Father. Now that manna obviously is the shadow of Jesus Christ. Jesus comes in and walks upon the earth, and he speaks about this. He actually says in John 6 verse 44, 48, I am the bread of life. So in other words, what he spoke about in Matthew 6 verse 11, he is emphasizing again in John 6 verse 48, I am this bread that is in the Matthew 6 verse 11, give us this day our daily bread. So Jesus is this bread that we should receive daily. Now this bread is the scriptures, is the word of God. In John 1 verse 1, we read that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Man, this word is the bread. This word is Jesus. We know, we understand from the book of John 1, from the chapter verse 1. Jesus again says in John 6 verse 50, that this bread, it comes down from heaven. And he is this bread that constantly comes down from heaven. And he's actually basically telling the listeners and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he's telling them, listen, I know you believe in Moses and what happened with Moses and the generation that was with Moses, that bread really came down from heaven. This manna came down from heaven. Manna, the word manna means, what is this? Because they did not know what it is, so they called it, what is this? So manna is this bread, manna is this food. And he's actually saying and emphasizing this, and talking also about his body, his flesh, saying, listen, this is the bread, this is this, my flesh is the bread, I am this manna that came down from heaven, and I am this bread of life. So when Jesus says, give us this day our daily bread, he's talking about the scriptures, he's talking about himself. Now, you would say, or you would ask yourself, yes, he's talking about himself, but why would you connect this with scriptures? Yes, obviously, Jesus is the scriptures, Jesus is the word, Jesus is the Logos. The Logos talk about Jesus and about no one else, actually. Jesus himself said this to the Pharisees also. He said in John 5:39, he says, you search the scriptures, for in them you think you find eternal life. But the scriptures witness about me, talk about me. The scriptures are me. In other words, that's what he's saying. He says, you search the scriptures, for in them you think you find eternal life. But I am the scriptures. It is me whom the scriptures talk about. I am the scriptures in manifestation. I am the word of God. So the importance of reading the scriptures is, number one, that the scriptures that we receive, or this bread that we receive, is the bread that feeds us. Our body needs nurturing. Our body needs food. It needs food for it to grow, and it's food for it to develop. Now, if you do not feed your body, you lose weight. You will, your body will begin to, lose weight. You'll begin to be, working in a different way as it's not supposed to be. But like, our body needs this nurturing. It needs food. It needs food. It's what it takes energy from. And it's the same way with our spirit, man. The same way with our Christian life. It's very difficult for me to really understand how Christians can say that they do not read the scriptures, because it does not align. It does not fit, because the scriptures is actually what helps you to be a Christian. The scriptures is what teach you about Jesus. The scriptures is what teach you who Jesus is. The scriptures is what teach you how to praise. The scriptures is what is going to teach you how to fast. The scriptures is going to teach you who Jesus is, what Jesus likes, what he does not like, what pains him, what does not pain him. the scriptures will teach you how he sees things and how he does not see things. So the scripture basically gives you an instruction. It shows you who he is. It reveals Jesus Christ. How can you seek the Lord without scriptures? Scripture is what tells you who he is. Scripture is what will lead you to him. Scripture is him. And we need scriptures. We need to study the scripture daily. As a matter of fact, Paul talked about this. Study the scriptures that you may show yourself approved. A workmanship, that you'll not be ashamed. And then he says, rightly dividing the word of truth. So how can you rightly divide the word of truth if you cannot, if you're not studying, reading the scriptures? How can you discern truth if you do not read truth? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth. Some would say, and the light, but I am the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. But if you're not reading the scriptures, then it's very difficult for you to understand truth. It's very difficult for you to discern truth, because truth is the scriptures. And it's very important in this hour to stay in the scripture, to study the scripture, because the days that we're living in the last ages, in the last age, actually, sorry, the last age. And in the last age, the disciples came to Jesus and asked Jesus, Jesus, how will we know that we are in the last days? How will we know that we're in the last age? The first thing that Jesus tells them, he says, I believe this is Matthew 24, he tells them, be aware that you will not be deceived. Now, the part with being deceived is when you are deceived, you do not know that you are deceived. That's the part in being deceived. And when he says, be aware that you will not be deceived, obviously he means that some things will come which will try to deceive you if you're not aware and you do not know what the truth is. So if I do not know what truth is, obviously, I will be deceived when something comes in a clothing of truth, but it's not really the truth. And that emphasizes then how really important it is to know truth, to know the word, to know the standard of the word of God, the standard of the word of, to know just John 3:16 is not enough. It's beautiful. It's amazing, but it's not enough because John 3:16 is not the complete gospel. John 3:16 is not the complete canon. It's not the complete word, text, Bible, scriptures. You need to be equipped with every scripture, the Bible. You need to know the gospel. And the gospel is not just Jesus that died. The gospel is more than John. The book of John, the gospel begins from Genesis and it ends in the book of Revelation. As a matter of fact, if you study what Paul taught, how Peter preached, how Paul preached, you'll discover the gospel that they talk about. Paul speaks about my gospel that I preach, and that gospel that he preaches obviously is not different than the gospel that we should be preaching. The gospel is, I don't know why I'm talking about this, but anyways, that's not the point. But so reading scriptures is very important, because we should read scriptures daily. We should, when we read scriptures, we receive this bread that Matthew 6 verse 11 is teaching us, that we are partaking and eating of this bread daily. Now, if I do not eat of this bread daily, I am not growing. I am not maturing as I'm supposed to be maturing. It will influence my spiritual growth if I am lacking in eating of this bread daily, in partaking of Jesus Christ daily. I am lacking in my growth. Jesus wants to teach you daily who He is. There is no day you're going to reach me and you, you and I. There is no day we are going to reach and that we can say, oh, I have get it. I have understood it all. I am there where I'm supposed to be. No, Jesus is so deep enough that every one of us, by the effort we can put in, the maximum effort we can put in, we can never have enough of Him. He is so deep, He is so wide, He is so loaded with knowledge, loaded with who He is, with depth, that we can never, you know, have enough of Him. Every day is important. Now, there's a man of God that says this. Most of you might know this, but there's a man of God that says, in the natural, we get hungry by not eating. If I do not eat bread or food every day, I will get hungry, obviously. But in the spiritual, I will get hungry when I eat. So every day I partake of the Word of God. That's how I get hungry for more of the Word of God. That's how I get hungry of more of Jesus. So if I do not partake daily of this bread, I am actually not feeding myself that I can be hungry. I am not engaging in this pursuit, in this endeavor to know who Jesus is. And by me endeavoring and walking in this journey to know who Jesus is, that's the way I become more hungry. Because when I taste, I will see that the Lord is good and I will continue to partake of Him. Because I now know that He is good and I will know that He's awesome and I will continue to pursue Him. But if I do not taste, I will not pursue. I will not see that He is good. So in the kingdom, you get hungry of God. You get hungry of who He is, wanting to know God, wanting to spend time with God, wanting to pray by partaking every day of your daily bread. So important. Jesus said, you know, that the scriptures speak about me in John 5, verse 39. He says, you search the scriptures. He speaks this to the Pharisees and to the Sadducees. He says, you search the scriptures, for in them you think that you find eternal life. But the scriptures, the text, the logos, testify or witness about me. In other words, and please, you have to understand this, when Jesus is telling them that the scriptures, you search your scriptures, for in them you think that you find eternal life, but the scriptures testify about me. They did not have the New Testament. They only had the Old Testament, meaning the law, the book of the prophets and the Psalms, you know, and the songs and the songs of Solomon and the Psalms and the Proverbs, you know, they only had the Old Testament. Now, Jesus, He's saying that the scriptures testify about Him in the Old Testament, meaning the Old Testament will testify about Jesus. It will speak, and it's supposed to speak only about Jesus. The message, the context, the message behind the stories, they talk and they point unto Jesus Christ. That's the point of the scriptures. They talk about Jesus. So Jesus is not found in the beginning of Matthew. No, He's found in Genesis. He's found in the stories of the book. And so He says, listen, the scriptures testify about me. You search the scriptures, you read scriptures, you study scriptures, but you must understand they testify about me. The scriptures speak about me. Bible talks about Jesus. I repeat it again, Bible, scriptures, they talk about Jesus. That's the point. Scripture should talk about Jesus. Scripture should not point you to anyone else but Jesus. Scripture should point you to Jesus Christ. our Lord and Savior, who died and rose up again, who is coming back soon. And, you know, Joshua, in the book of Joshua 1, there's this decree, or there's this saying, that when before Joshua takes over the leadership of Israel after Moses, there is this decree in Joshua verse 1 that this book shall not depart from your mouth, you know, that they should meditate about upon it. They should stay in the scripture. They should keep the commandments, the law, the statutes of God, that they should not depart from this book, from this book. They should not depart. Their mouth should not depart from this book. In other words, they should constantly read the scriptures to themselves and to their children, so that they will not depart from the way of the Lord. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a lamp, a light for my path. Now, if I do not read the scriptures, my path will be crooked. My path might be different than what the scripture is telling me, because the scriptures is the lamp, is what will reveal to me, this is the way you should go, this is what you should do, this is what Jesus likes, this is what the character that Jesus wants you to have. Now, it really brings me into a place of question mark, let me say like that. If we know more what our favorite preachers talk about, if we know more of what the world is talking about, if we know more of our favorite heroes were saying, we can even quote their words, we even are able to talk like them, but we do not know the Ten Commandments. We do not know Matthew verse 5. That's an issue, guys. That's an issue, because Jesus should be our role model more than our heroes. Yes, it's beautiful to have heroes. It's amazing. We should have. Paul said, "It imitate me as I imitate Christ." So obviously, we should have heroes. But we should not know their words more than the words of Jesus. The words, the scripture is our foundation. Jesus is our foundation. We should know that more than the words of our heroes. And so the Bible, the scriptures, is vital in our life. Every day we should spend time in the scriptures, studying the scriptures, because the scriptures will teach us about Jesus. The scriptures are not there first and foremost I'm very careful what I'm about to say, to build you up for your own sake. No, they are first and foremost to show you who Jesus is, that he died, that he is the point of everything. And that's what is going to encourage you and build you up. And that you will, by that, lay your life down and follow Christ. I want to say this to you, that if you daily set a time to read the scriptures, to read the Bible, because the Bible should be our standard. The scriptures should be our standard. Not what men say, but the scriptures should be our standard. It should be our level of this is right, this is wrong. It should be our level of understanding. Study that you may show yourself approved. We are approved by knowing the word of God. We can judge what is right and what is wrong by knowing the word of God. Obviously, yes, the Bible says the text alone killeth, but the Spirit makes it come alive. So studying the word should be studied with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is the only one who can open the book. The Holy Spirit is the only one who can open the text. Even though you open your Bible can still be locked in the Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is the only one who can unlock it and show you Jesus in the text. He is the only one who can do this wonder. And so when you study the Bible, when you open the book, when you open the person, let me say like that, when you open the person, Jesus, the scriptures, you can only discover Jesus with the Holy Spirit. He is going to be your helper. As a matter of fact, Jesus said this, He will teach you of me, John 14 and John 16. He will teach you of me. He's the paraclete. He's the helper. He's our teacher. He's our rabbi. He's our master who teaches us. He is the one who is going to teach us of what Jesus said and what the future has. That's what Jesus said. So my encouragement for you today is, do not let your scriptures, do not let the Bible lay around in your room, laying in dust, put away, and you have not reading the Bible, the scriptures for a very long time. But I want to encourage you to take your Bible, take your scriptures, the Bible, the scriptures, and to read them again. And while you're reading them, while you're reading them, know that it's talking about Jesus. Know that the Holy Spirit is there to show you who Jesus is and to open to you this mystery that is behind the text. That is not just black ink on a white paper, but it is talking about a person. It is revealing to you who Jesus is. It's actually opening up to you the heart of God and showing you God behind the text. So every time you go there in your secret place, you know, and you open your scriptures, this is what I always do when I open the scriptures. So, Jesus, I'm coming to you, and Holy Spirit, show me who Jesus is in the text. Open to me this text. Open to me the scriptures for this talk about Jesus. Show me Jesus.